The warm weather this week coincided nicely with the return of eastern bluebirds to the nesting boxes they left in August. It was a real treat to have them back. I even had one singing right outside my window. It was a reminder of spring, and the circle of the seasons. On Tuesday, I heard lots of bird chatter and went to see what was the matter. Three bluebirds were back at the boxes along the fence line before heading to warmer climes. The house sparrows made an irritated, and irritating, fuss about the bluebirds. A rather curious group of other birds became interested. This included an American goldfinch, a dark-eyed junco, and a couple of house finches. It's unusual to have this particular variety of birds in this area of the property at one time. House sparrows are always here, and don't pay any attention to the boxes unless a bluebird comes by. They do compete for the boxes in the spring, and for two seasons in a row the bluebirds have valiantly won the battle and remain the champions. This year, the victorious couple had two successful broods. Bluebirds are learning to hold their own against the sparrows, and their numbers are generally increasing, not just at my boxes. The sparrows, in my observations, do not use the boxes for winter homes, although they remain in the hood. It was curious, and thematic, to have a couple of house finches appear to be drawn to the commotion on Monday. It's unusual to have them on the fence. I don't mean in the undecided sense, but the physical. It's possible, I suppose, they were also undecided. Perhaps they came by to see if the accommodations might be suitable, and/or considered entering a bidding war. House finches also remain in the area for the winter. The red on males is concentrated on the head, breast and rump with brown streaking on the body. The migrating purple finch is similar in appearance but has red coloration overall without body streaking. I'm not sure how they were named purple when they are red, a story for another time, perhaps. An American goldfinch hung out in the middle of it all on Monday, and a dark-eyed junco became quite chummy with the bluebirds. They all chose to sit along the fence for various intervals as the bluebirds made their farewell visit. Goldfinches winter here, and I suppose they were saying their goodbyes to their colorful friends. The bluebirds still retain their deep colors, whereas male goldfinches lose their bright summer color and molt to dull winter gold. The juncos arrived a couple of weeks ago from the north to spend the winter here. Their black and white coloration and cheerful manner brighten the darker months. They are sometimes referred to as snowbirds because of the timing of their arrival in late fall. They forage under feeders, in leaf litter and in the garden, often in large groups. It was fun to see how the eastern bluebirds drew the attention of all these birds. All these birds then drew my attention to the bluebirds and themselves. I am now telling you about it. Just like the cycles of the seasons, there is a synergy to all of this. I share experiences of bird visitors to this property with readers every couple of weeks. Until next time, keep your eye to the sky, and look for birds that may come by. Rosaline Egan is a freelance journalist, a storyteller, and a playwright. She blogs on her website.